This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Where there's a will, maybe there isn't a way. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and it's starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hurry up, baby, don't be late. I'll meet you at the place. I've been waiting for this day. It's weekend, let's celebrate. Looking like a cover girl.
Don't be excited for the party, y'all.
I hate that I love this song.
It's Sunday and we're here. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Don't Be Tardy for the Party is the winner that you guys chose. Your favorite song of the franchise. Thanks for that, Bree Brown. And guys, you can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. I am your host, Leanne Castillo, and I can't do this without my girls.
What's up, guys? I'm Drew Jones, and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
What's up, my loves? I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all social media at Erica D. Edwards. It's E-R-A-K-A-D as in door, Edwards.
And I'm Miss Conversation Piece, and you can follow me on Instagram. It's just Conversation Piece, and Twitter, Miss Combo Piece, and I'm always fashionably late.
Yes, darling. Yeah. And so are we, but we're here. You guys, it's going to be an amazing episode. You might want to click in. You might want to stay on and give us a little thumbs up now because we have a special guest that we will be bringing on a couple minutes into the show, our very own Real Housewives of Atlanta psychic, Umbelly, from the last episode.
I'm so excited.
The psychic from the Elephant Room. The psychic from the Elephant Room will be here and she'll be live and she'll be talking to us through Skype, giving us all the tea and the dirt. And let's get right down to it. What do you guys think? Let's do it. So we start with Portia, and being a vegan is easy.
If I had a dollar for every time Portia talked about being a vegan, I could live in a house like Portia.
Yeah, it's easy being a vegan when you got a private chef.
Exactly. Yeah. I wish I had a chef.
I feel like you do what you got to do to get a storyline.
So, she's only two months in.
But it is hard work, so I can see it being like a storyline because it takes a lot to be a vegan. Like you have to cut out so much, but you will lose weight. Because I tried it.
Well, I was a vegan for about 12 hours. It did not work out.
I did it for like 2 weeks.
Kim was a vegan for 24 hours. It didn't work out for Kim Z. But it's worked out for Portia. 2 months. I'm actually kind of impressed.
Yeah. I am subtly impressed. But I'm just tired of hearing about it.
I'm tired of hearing about it too. But I feel like until she starts dating somebody, we're going to hear about like all the meat she's not eating.
That's somebody true. Needs to wife up Portia.
Yeah. Or at least date her so we can have something else to talk about. I'm just putting it
out there. No, she gets really annoying when she's dating somebody. You know, she pulls out contracts and all sorts of paperwork. And
I know, but it's not very the contracts,
child. Very entertaining, though.
At least she's smart because some of them need to do that. With these guys that they're dating?
Well, we like receipts here, not contracts, but we'll get into that at the very end of the episode with the Essence Party. The Tea of the Essence is the name of the episode, and it's episode 11. And, that bruschetta looked really, really good, though.
It did. I'm not gonna front.
Yeah, the fry was nice.
And I could mess with some butternut squash soup. That looked pretty good.
I mean, they definitely made it look tasty. Like, I'm not totally hating on the food. And the chef, she got a great promo out of it. Her food looked really good. So, yeah, I was supporting it. I was feeling it for a few minutes.
I was feeling it for a couple minutes as well. And we move right under to Candy's empire, and we see Baby Ace, and he's messing with nobody.
That was the freshest little outfit. He's so cute. But I don't mess with Don Juan in Carmen either, or Carmen either.
Carmen is back! How crazy is that?
What a surprise. The Carmen needs TV time.
Shocking. Why don't you mess with Don Juan?
Don Juan is petty. He's extra. He vicariously lives through Candy.
He has Candy's back, though, so she's going to keep him Candy's around.
Back. I get it,
but sometimes...
You got to
keep those kind of people around.
He's messy sometimes.
Yeah, so I like that Candy's trying to, like, take the high road and be like, you know what, I'm trying to be a better person. He doesn't need to continue to be petty for her. Like, if she's moving on, you need to move on. Like, I understand,
I got my eye on you.
I like that he's kind of fighting her battle. Candy's taking the reins back, and he's like, I still got my eye.
Can still have your eye on somebody, though, without being extra. I just think he's messy. Like, he doesn't...
What I don't get is, why do they spend so much of their business meetings talking about Portia and the other ladies?
That part.
I don't get it. I thought y'all were here to plan a party. What are you all doing?
Well, so maybe that's why Don Juan is, like, still hung up on it, because it's always fresh in his mind.
Exactly. So that's the issue I have. I mean, as her friend, okay, yeah, you know, you have her back, but... We're having a meeting here. We're trying to plan, get food, order stuff. What does Portia have to do with anything? Nothing.
Well, whether they're talking about Portia or not, Candy's business, it needs more people, because she brought back Carmen. She was like, I want this party to be perfect, and right. I need Carmen. I can trust Carmen. I don't know. I thought Don Juan could handle the whole boat by himself.
No, he needed help. Putting on an event like that, you want it to be nice. And
It was really nice.
It was very nice.
And he was a little whack when they went to New York, and they weren't sure where they were staying, and he didn't know how to pack their stuff. I mean, he's not really the brainiest assistant.
He wasn't really. Even though he's, like, top dog, he doesn't really know how to run everything, because they were like, we're going to need a DJ. And he's like, all right, well, I'll work on that. I'm like... Aren't you supposed to be like, got it, DJ, done. I want pictures everywhere. Pictures everywhere, done. Instead, he was like, pictures? Okay, I'll work on that. Like, it's a magazine cover party. I want my photo everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere. I want it on the bag on the way out. I want it in the toys. I want it on the vibrators if we're giving them out for candy-coated nights.
Exactly. How are you going to think it's news that you want to have a DJ at a party? I'm confused by why he didn't already have that together.
I was really, really thrown back. Like that, I thought he was really like the boss.
Maybe not.
Maybe that's why we need Carmen in this
house. You always need a woman's touch at the very end, no matter what. The Midas touch doesn't always work out. And I wasn't really feeling that polo that he was wearing, though. So it's a party. Dress up a little bit. And we go to Lake Bailey, where Cynthia's making sushi for this Will guy. We'll get into Will later.
So bored of it.
Let's just touch on the surface of this, because we're going to get Mbele on the line. Don't forget, we have that special guest coming up in a couple minutes for the Real Housewives of Atlanta, our very own psychic from the Elephant Room party. But what do you guys think about Cynthia making Will some sushi?
I thought that was cute. I'm just over Will.
Because you saw the end of the episode.
No. I've been over... You all can attest, I've been over Will. I thought he was fine, and then he kept talking, and I was like, you know what? This is not...
I've been over him, too. I've been over it, but... I mean, how soon do you invite someone over to your house?
You're talking to the wrong
people. Yeah, you're talking to the wrong people.
I don't do that because I'm very, like, my house is my sacred place. So I don't, like, let people come over to my house and bring their wicked energy.
Well, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I definitely don't let everyone come over my house. But I don't know. When I'm dating, it's different, you know? But... There's always his house. Why does it have to be my house?
Plus, it's been a few months. I mean, how long is he supposed to wait?
Well, you got to make him wait as long as you can. All right, guys, let's get right into it. All the way from Atlanta, we have our very own psychic from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, the Elephant Room. She was there dealing with the messiness of this girl's Mbele.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you, love? Can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
We are so excited that you came on to talk to us.
I am excited to be here.
And she is texting Portia right now because Portia's like, what are you doing on their show? And Bella, tell us, was that like the craziest reading you've ever had?
Yes.
And how badly did you want to whoop Kim Z's booty?
I mean, I think that... was a blind man could have saw that. Like, I just, it was very uncomfortable dealing with that situation. And I wanted to drag her, but y'all know that.
Well, the white light held you down and the white light protected you. Can you tell us a little bit about the vibes you were feeling from the women? Are these good people? Like, I know when you're in the room with someone, you can definitely feel their energy. What kind of energy are these women giving off?
Very vibrant, very strong. A lot of confusion when they're together, but individually, they are, you know, they're women. They're successful women. They have a platform. They have responsibilities to the public. So, I mean, they're just regular people.
Absolutely. Very nicely. I like that you said the responsibility to the public. I definitely agree with that. V. Brown?
So I want to know, what is the difference between a medium and an energy reader? Are you both, or are you qualified for psychic capabilities? What exactly do you do?
Yes, I do both. I do Reiki. I do... I hate to use the word seance, but just for lack of a better way to explain it so you all can get a grasp of it. Mm-hmm. So I have this gift that I was born with to communicate with spirits on the other side, as well as download the messages. I'm also an energy healer, so I'm very sensitive to my surroundings.
Okay. Is that what made you email me? What was the moment that you were like, okay, let me reach out to them and say my side of the story? What you saw.
For that, I didn't email you. A friend of mine did.
Okay.
We discussed it, and I said, well, you know, sure, that's fine. I mean, I'll do it. I don't have an issue with that. You know, because everyone in my immediate circle is like, you know, you need to tell your side of the story. And I'm like, yeah, I do. And when the time comes, I'll do it. So a friend of mine emailed you all, and she asked, and she told me, she's like, I'm going to put your email in there. And I'm thinking, like, it's going to be a linked. So I got the email, I was like, oh, shit. And then I responded, and I was like, oh, shit.
And now you're here.
So what do you want to say? What do you want to clear up?
You know, there have been some things. First of all, I do my social media stuff on Instagram and sometime on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. So I don't really follow blogs. I don't really see things, like everyday things, not just my own stuff. So people were like sending me stuff, text me stuff, email me stuff. And I was like, wow, it's really amazing how many people were saying like they would have beat Kim's ass. And I'm like, well, no, really, you wouldn't have, because they're under contract.
Yeah.
So you would not have jumped up and hit anybody, because legally you would have had a problem. I am an LLC, so legally I'm not going to put myself in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big talker. I'm not about a bunch of whole bunch of bullshit. So I just wanted to, on that part, clear that up, that everyone that's saying what they would have done, I felt like I wanted to do it, but I didn't. So, I mean, you know, talk is cheap, like pay less shoes.
Do you feel like your profession and your career has come into question? I know when you go on a platform like this, you get it from all sorts of sides. You get it from every angle. Are you getting that angle where people are questioning your authenticity?
Yes, I noticed some of that. I thought it was funny. And my response to that is simple. Those who know.
There you go.
Well, let me ask you this. My name's Erica. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Erica.
Hey. Did you have a relationship with Nene before this, or how did they find you for the show? As much as you can say. You don't have to spill the TT, but if you want to spill a little few drops, that'd be great.
A little tea drop. I did meet Nene, but actually we were linked through a producer that's actually a client.
Okay. Mm. Okay, thank you.
And so it was funny that, you know, they found me on Craigslist and somebody else was like, oh, they found her on the corner of Fulton and Nostrand. And I was like, damn, I ain't been to Brooklyn in a couple years. I need to go home and get some royalty. You know what I mean? Like, I just thought all this shit was funny. I mean, I laugh. Most things that go on in life, I laugh at it. I laugh at myself. So
have you gotten a lot more clients reaching out to you? A lot more business?
I have.
Okay.
Oh, good for you.
That's a blessing. That's good.
Well, and Belle, I have one more question for you, and then we got to wrap up. We just want to say thank you so much for phoning in and giving us your time and giving us your perspective. I want to know, because you are someone that deals with the other side and connects, I want to know a little bit about that. Without being disrespectful, can you talk about if anyone from the other side came to the room, but you just didn't have time to give the messages because of all the craziness? Did anything like that happen? Was anyone coming over to visit?
Yes, all of the... See, the way I conduct readings, you know, I call down whatever spirit wants to speak and ask whatever messages they want to relay. There were great messages coming down. Of course, we all know that was interrupted.
Girl, I need to come see you. Where do I find you? How can I do that?
Because
I think I have somebody I think wants to talk to me.
Give us your social media. Where can we find you so the audience knows? Do your little plug right here. This is your chance, boo-boo.
Thank you. Plugging away. You can email me for readings at Vision from the Congo. That's Congo with a K. VisionFromTheCongo@gmail.com. Oh, my iPad acting crazy. You can find me on Instagram at Congo Princess, YouTube at Congo Princess, Instagram, and Twitter.
Do I get a discount since I'm on Twitter?
Look at that face. That face lets you know it all.
I'm calling you in Belle, okay?
Thank you so thank much. You. We really had a good time.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I look forward to talking to you. Email me for your readings. Yes, you can get a discount.
Thank you.
And come back. And when you come to LA, come on through and we'll have you in the studio for some real time.
Absolutely.
All right, baby. Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good
one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I love.
Oh, guys. Well, how fun was that? We're going to have more and more guests, so you have to keep on tuning in. You have to stay plugged in. Subscribe to our channel. And let us know what you thought about that. If you have any questions for Mbelle, you can obviously Twitter at Congo Princess. And we move right on into our recap. And we're talking about Cynthia and Will still. I wanted to mention that he brought over some Godiva chocolates and pulled up in an Audi. I know Drew's over him, but what do we think about that part? Not much, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, he's trying. I mean, that was nice.
I think he's trying really hard, and especially towards the end of the episode, which we'll get into, he was treading water.
But I do feel like if someone's fixing you dinner, you show up with wine. The chocolate-covered strawberries was a nice touch. I mean, that's just what you do. He has home training. So
but he was, like, insinuating something for later. Like, he's trying to get her liquored up.
Well, he's flirting.
No, he brought candy, and it's at her crib. So, I mean, yeah, you know.
He's making sushi, and he was hoping to get some sushi.
Exactly.
I had some sushi today. No, I really did. It was fantastic. Go on my Instagram and my Snapchat, at Hollywood Leon, and you will see I had a huge boat of sushi. It was called the Love Boat, and me and my boyfriend split it. It was really, really good.
Oh, I need a boyfriend. Okay, we digress here. Now back to this story.
Erica needs a boyfriend. Make sure to tweet her at Erica D. Edwards. Hit her up, sign her
to
DMs.
That's Erica with the K, people. Erica with the K.
And so does Cynthia. We're getting rid of Will.
Ooh. And we introduce Eva, finally America's Next Top Model winner, joins the cast of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She is beautiful. She got that look, like Nene says. She got that look. And she's dating the mayor of Atlanta. Not really, because he didn't win. Michael Sterling, none of us voted for him, but the campaign didn't come out to us. What do you guys think about this? Eva and her new boyfriend.
I think she wanted to get away from Cali for sure. So dating someone in Atlanta was a plus because her baby daddy is crazy. He out here doing the most.
Yeah. I didn't know about that. Tell me about that.
He wants to fight Chris Brown. He's fighting people in Compton. Mm-hmm. Like got shot in the foot. Like
Who is he fighting?
People in Compton.
Everybody.
Why is he fighting people?
Because he's Kevin McCall. That's what he does. He can't make good music, so he has to do something.
Ooh.
Speak on it. He's gonna fight me now.
I know. Don't come up here to AfterBuzz with that.
Okay. Well, you can come. Just be cordial.
Well, we're gonna do him just like Ava did. She blocked him on all of her social media, and we will do the same. So don't come up in here acting crazy.
Well, maybe she buried some garlic, and that's how she got him away. I don't know about that. Did you guys hear about that? She was like, well, if you need anything, I do all the natural remedies. I'll bury some garlic. I'll hook you up. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I was like, use your voodoo thing to get your husband to win the mayorship. How about that?
Ooh, yes. I need some tips. Yes.
Ooh, y'all.
Listen, there's some truth to some of those things, so don't be coming for natural remedies. All right.
No, I love natural remedies.
I love natural remedies.
I love them, too. I would do voodoo if I knew it.
Well, I didn't say voodoo. I said I love natural remedies.
Those are different things.
I love me a little peppermint oil to go to sleep, take away my headaches, you know.
I think she's a great addition, though. Like, I loved her on America's Next Top Model. I think I was in, like, middle school when her season came out, and I was obsessed with her because she just, she's tiny, she's little, but she's, like, that's not going to bother her. Like, she will step to you.
Her name on the show was Eva the Diva. Yes. So she's ready to bring it. She's ready. Yeah, yeah. She's going to stand tall and so. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Her hair was gorgeous.
Yeah. Even the braids.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, I didn't really, I wasn't feeling the curls. I mean, I love curly hair, but the braids were just, like, giving me life.
Yeah, I wish I could have long braids.
I'm like, that is an introduction, maybe.
You might catch me with some soon.
Switch it up. We like to switch around here.
Exactly.
Kenya's shopping. She's married. So, she's married now, so it's another day and no more drama. She's been listening to Mary J. Blige's record, so she's definitely staying away from the drama. You know, she's married. You know, when you're married, you just have no drama.
With my husband.
Well, you shouldn't at the newlywed stage. You should be all happy.
Well, I know, but she's
sure.
trying to act like when you're married, all bets are off. Like nothing is going to happen no more, and you just have to dedicate your life to growing this tree. Honey, the world still goes on.
She's not trying to let Mark go.
I don't know. She said a lot of things that really, really struck a nerve with me. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, that's fine if you want to date an alpha, but he doesn't want to move to New York. He's not budging on that. You know, she is... Maybe she really is married. She had his credit card.
True.
Yeah.
Well, no, she said just, maybe. We never actually saw the credit card. It was just an empty threat.
Wait, you didn't see the picture? The body language, he was like this, and she was like hugging him. It was the body language. Did you see it?
Listen, I'm sure. I'm giving in. I think they're married, whatever. But I just think she's turned into a Stepford wife. It's like weird. Kenya's a powerful, strong woman who, like, doesn't, you know, take any shit. She's very, like, I'm a businesswoman. I do all this. And now that she has a husband, it's kind of like doe-eyed, like, oh, I love my husband. Let me buy him a, you know,
I do want to know why she's kind of changing her.
She's being submissive. She thinks a wife has to be submissive.
Exactly, because I don't think she's actually submissive. I think she thinks she's been such a strong woman, and a lot of times, you know, culture makes it look like black women, if we want a man, we can't be the strong, independent black woman. We have to be a little bit more dependent on our husbands. And I think she's, like, dumped herself down and made herself more submissive. I don't think she's actually a
submissive
person.
Why does it have to be
submissive?
Can't it just be, like, compromise? Like,
exactly. It should be compromise, but I don't think she's understanding.
She's trying to buy him. She's buying a little weightlifting thing.
It's like staring at me.
Well, no, I mean, I see what you're saying, and maybe I personally would feel differently if they lived in the same household, but I'm like, yeah, you could submit for what weekends. I mean, she's
just, they don't live together.
So it's like, well, yeah, you can be all nice and sweet the 2 days he's in town.
She's trying to keep him more. She's trying to keep him in town by buying him a workout equipment.
Right. Oh, maybe he'll stay 2 more days. Like, I feel like, okay, if you have a long distance relationship, you do got to do extra.
I'm too old for a long distance relationship. Like, right. I need
Especially
you
marriage.
There.
Yeah.
I need you there. I need you putting it down. I need you getting the mail, taking out the trash.
So if you met the perfect guy that you thought was going to marry you, you wouldn't do it? I think.
What do you mean?
Like, if they were perfect for you, you were happy, and they want to marry you, would you leave California, or would you just do long distance?
Baby, I've done that before, and I've done long distance. I did long distance, and then I moved to another state to come to be with the love of my life. So I've done it before.
Okay, so you made the transition.
Absolutely. But the thing is, there's a time limit. They're just living their lives. Kenya has no plan on moving to New York. She's just continuing her life. He has no plans on moving to Atlanta. He is continuing their life. They're both married and continuing their life. It makes no sense.
And that's exactly why I don't think Kenya is actually built for the submissive wife type that she thinks her husband wants. Because if she was, she'd be in New York.
She says she's going to get used to New York more. She says she's
that's
doing
not
that.
She's not going
to
live
there. Not
she's
not that's moving there. That's not the same thing.
I'm used to New York.
Exactly.
I don't live there. Actually, and once I think I'm used to New York, I get there and I'm like, it's too cold. I'm not leaving the hotel room.
Yes. I mean, I think the whole issue of the distance, beyond the fact that he's never on the show, like, this is her life. He didn't sign up for this. So she should have made a decision if that's what she wanted to really do.
Yeah. You know, I'm really happy for Kenya. And we want to be happy for you. We really do. But this, I don't know, Woo. I don't know what you're doing.
This, like, snobby, I'm better than you because I'm married now and I know all and blah, blah, blah. It's just, like, it's old and tired.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like we see more of Sheree's prison boo than we do of Kenya's mystery man.
Speak on it.
So, you know. And so, and we've never even seen him.
So, do you think we should get him on the phone if he doesn't want to appear? Should he at least get on the phone with her?
Yeah. We should have heard his voice. We heard the guy in prison. I mean, you know.
I think he has to sign a release. He doesn't want to sign a release.
Yeah. Well, all I know is that Kenya was just doing way too much talking, and none of it really made sense. She's like, I gotta walk the dogs, and I gotta walk my husband. Whatever. We move on to the Essence party. The main events, everything we've been leading up to, this big old party, Candy's reveal. Drew, you still didn't bring the magazine, didn't you?
Girl, that's on my living room table.
I brought the picture.
Well, good thing we saw the actual photo on the show, and V Brown does have some photos that we're going to pull up at the end of the segment. But right now, we're just going to continue and go through this Essence party. ATL's hottest celebrities were there. ATL's hottest artist, Portia and Shamia, showed up afterwards.
Candy was looking quite nice. I love the white dress.
I love Candy's outfit.
And Kenya, the hair.
Kenya showed up solo.
What was up with Todd in his ripped jeans? I was like, he was looking good on top and a little raggedy at the bottom. In my personal opinion.
Candy looked
nice. Right, exactly. Candy looked all nice and dressed up. And I was like, yeah, you couldn't get him some slack.
Yeah, for the party, you can't be hood at all. You just got to clean it up.
Yeah.
Have the hood attitude so you still remain who you are. Clean it up a little bit.
Yes. So maybe just wear some Tims, but do something.
Aesthetics, baby, aesthetics.
So Portia showed up, but she should have just turned up instead of sitting on the couch looking all sad.
I would have not sitting around feeling bad for myself. Get a drink.
I know that I'm like the resident, like, come to Portia's defense on this panel. I've accepted that, whatever. I think she felt awkward. Don't make the face at the camera. I think she felt, because I was trying to put myself in that situation.
She looked sad.
She looked, probably because she felt awkward. I would have felt awkward if I came, like, because here's what I've come to realize. What can she do? Like, I honestly want to know. What can she do to, like,
turn up?
To make the situation, because if she doesn't say anything, then there's an issue. If she says something, there's
say
an issue.
Say hi and go on about your business and turn up. It was a lot of people at that party. Girl, turn up.
Thank
you.
Get
you a man. Do something.
Yeah. Even Shamia was like, come on, I'm trying to pull you
but
out.
But we saw Shamia, you know, she followed Shamia around. We saw Shamia come up to Candy and talk. And, like, there's an awkward exchange between Candy and Portia. And, again, I don't expect Candy to be warm or anything like that. I think Candy's been very mature with how she's handled everything. But I also kind of feel bad, I also kind of sympathize for Portia, because it's like, I know a lot of people at this party don't like me. I genuinely think she's trying to, like,
well, let's give her some points,
be
then.
Better.
Good for, points for showing up, boo.
Yeah.
Points for showing up when no one likes you.
Candy did not want to hug her. She was like,
no, and I understand that, but I think if Portia hadn't shown up, then there would have been
just
something
said. Just like, don't touch her.
Be a bad bitch. I would have been like, all right, you know what's ahead of me? I'm going to go drink.
Exactly.
I'm going to eat your ribs. I'm going to eat your food. I'm going to sit on your couch.
And I'm
going to
find a boyfriend.
Thanks for the invite. Thanks for the invite.
I'm with Drew on this one a little bit. I felt bad for Portia, because it's like, you come there. First of all, those are Portia's friends, too. And they were all, like, all in kind of Candy's face. And, you know, so it's like, you come there, nobody's really talking to you. And even when Shamia was hugging Candy and Mama Joyce or whatever, they almost kind of made a circle and Portia was kind of standing out outside. I mean, that's horrible.
She looked like a lost little child.
That is horrible. I mean, it took a lot. Like, don't invite her if you're going to get her there and shade
totally
her.
Agree
somebody
that.
Tweeted
I don't understand
that and it was
why
like,
she was invited.
Yeah,
exactly.
Somebody tweeted
to
that
not be
tonight
rude
and it was like,
is
come on.
What you say.
But
like,
it was still
but
rude.
But anyway, I think we're Portia rude. Would have under, because Portia even said that I was surprised that I was invited. I think Portia would have understood why she wasn't invited if she'd not been invited.
And she
would
have
still,
to go.
Just and then she was
still
like,
know that they would have said something if she didn't show up. You know, Don Juan and Carmen would have brought all kinds of attention to, and they would have dragged her if she hadn't showed up. She kind of was like, loses either way.
Yeah, and then they still shaded her in the speeches and stuff. Don't invite me to treat
exactly.
me.
Todd, you messy little Tucker. Your tuck is so messy. I was dying. Kim was like, what the is he talking about? Kim was like, I've been here longer than you. Kim, shut up, because you were just talking all sorts of nonsense. But I thought it was funny the way he shaded Portia. Portia was like, ugh, rolling her eyes. It was kind of funny. I don't think he went that deep. So it was like, it was surface level
shade.
Yeah,
it was surface shade.
It was surface shade. But you know what, though? We need to talk about Nina and Eva driving dirty on the way to the party.
I love that.
Eva spilling the tea.
Oh, my God. So she's coming to bring the drama. Like I said, that's what she's here to do. First episode, she turning up. That's what Portia should have did at the party. She came to turn up.
Yeah, I don't go to no party and sit around and look at the food and be sad and I'm on my phone. If I'm not flirting, dancing, or drinking,
it's time to go.
Yeah. Bye. I'm not showing up. I'm not going to be sitting on the couch pretending to be waiting for my friend. Where is my friend?
But did you hear Nene talking to Eva about her cover in the cover of that? Ebony
Nene.
Magazine cover was
now,
Nene,
we know,
a mess.
You know we love you here at AfterBuzz. You know I'm a huge fan. But let's keep it real. That cover is a little outdated, so this candy cover kind of blows it out of the water.
Yeah.
That,
yeah. Also, Ebony and Essence are different.
That cover was not cute.
That cover was a hot mess. The coloring, the Photoshop, whatever. Like, why was Nene's skin the same red print, same shade as the red print that said Ebony? I was like, no.
It was like a cartoon or something. I don't know.
And she just looked large and in charge. And
it was like a caricature. I was like, no.
It was not cute. They made her look really manly looking, too.
Yeah. It was not cute.
Like, no comparison.
Nene looks so good now. She slimmed down. Mm-hmm. She got a little curvature, a little nip here and there, suck and tuck here. Boo boo, you looking good. Lashes, bam. Lips, bam.
Yeah, she look good.
Teeth are
pearly
teeth
white.
Teeth are so freaking white. Sticking to the rice.
Yes.
Oh my God. Will's been single for 2.5 years, you guys.
Okay, first and foremost, you're single till you marry.
Okay.
No, well, you're not.
Yes,
you dating.
You're single until you're married.
Wait,
you're single or you're married? You're not.
So you're okay with your dude having a whole
thing? So you don't believe in a boyfriend girlfriend relationship?
I'm not saying you can't have a boyfriend or girlfriend relationship, but if you say I am single, you're single.
But you know what she was asking.
Yeah, come on.
That was the most
direct question you can get.
If me and my boyfriend went to a party and he said, I'm single because we're not married, I'm single, I would.
I'd be like, I guess I'm single now too.
Yeah, he would get a peach right upside the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Will lied to Cynthia. We all saw it. We all saw Will lie to her face.
He said 2.5 years.
Just a quick question for Erica. Sorry. As long as Chairman, what about the people that don't believe in marriage and just are together, though, for years?
Mm. Yeah.
Hello, Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell.
Common law marriage.
Oprah and Sammy.
Yes.
Go, Erica.
Whatever. Oprah single boo.
You guys, put it in the comments below. Who Stedman you
might be
with?
Her partner, but she's still single.
Well, Stedman's going to do whatever Oprah wants, that's for sure. He's just along for the ride. He's like, whatever the lady wants.
Well, she does check single on her taxes, I'm sure. So.
Yes, she does. I don't know. Just looking at the Eva situation and the corral of gossip with the new bone collector and Nene and Will and the glasses and Kenya pulling them. I'm confused. And
me
it's so
too.
Complicated.
It's
so
not. Much. He's a dog. Case closed. Get rid of him. You're Cynthia Bailey. Ruff. Move on. You fine. You're on a dating site. Find someone new.
Yeah, why are you so upset if you're on a dating site? Mm. That's kind of the same thing he's doing.
I didn't understand why she said she was going to be devastated at the same time. She's like, but I know we're not exclusive.
Yeah,
so
I don't know what she wants. Wishy-washy.
She was just embarrassed. And do you think they should have did all that? That's what I'm saying. Why would Eva come in like, oh my God, he had a girlfriend. Like,
no, well, she did her job. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to tell, but not like, you don't have to front the girl off at a party.
Well,
I don't think she did it in a bad way. There could have been some shade, and she didn't throw no shade. She was mostly after Will.
Yeah,
she barely even looked at Cynthia.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's shade to Cynthia, but it was just like the way that you approach something that you don't even know this girl. You're just meeting her, and you coming at her like, oh, your man is got a girlfriend.
Well,
and you
she
don't
didn't
know.
Necessarily.
If they broke up. You don't know if they broke up.
She told Nene. Nene told the group. The group had already had suspicions about Will and so decided to, as together as a group, bring it to Cynthia. And then Kenya kind of like fix that. And then Will's the one who called Eva over. Mm-hmm. So I don't think Eva had any malicious intent whatsoever.
I don't think she did either. I think she was doing her job as a housewife. I don't really like what Kenya was doing when she was pulling Will away and like, just talk. Like,
Kenya thinks she's like the expert on marriages and relationships
Kenya,
now.
Relax.
Yeah. Because she allegedly, legally on paper, is hitched to someone. But the Cynthia thing, the reason I think Cynthia was upset is because if I have a conversation with you beforehand and I'm being completely, I'm showing you all my cards and I'm being completely honest, and you tell me, you give me this big speech about how you just want to be with me, like, blah, blah, blah. And then I find out that you're lying about it.
Yeah, but her cards weren't straight to begin with. She was not very clear. She's on a dating site, but she does not want to be exclusive. And it's just a lot of mixed signals.
I feel like it's just like a matter of, like, telling the truth or not telling the truth. And then also, I wouldn't, if I'm dating you and you told me you don't have a girlfriend, like, a girlfriend is different than I'm dating.
No,
girlfriend
totally.
Is an established thing.
Dating can be, you can be dating multiple people. Yeah, that from my standpoint.
Right. Yeah. A girlfriend, though, is someone that, like, is holding you down. Like, that's your boo. So if you have a girlfriend, am I your side chick?
Well,
he
said, in quotes, I don't have a boo.
Right. And then they went back 30 minutes ago. It showed us. He just said it 30 minutes ago.
And then Peter left.
Oh, yeah. Peter and Will in the same room. So Peter did not want
like,
no parts of that.
That vanilla dude? Yeah. I'm
he
leaving.
Got nothing on me.
Yeah. Why does Peter get a confessional and, like, no other housewife husband?
We're not going to get into that. Because we'll be giving Peter what he wants.
Yeah.
More
sooner
time.
Or later, Peter's going to get his own spinoff Charlotte
exactly.
show.
Exactly. And I don't know about all that. We've talked about this. Guys, we're moving on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
V. Brown?
All right, so we don't like Will anymore. He's got to go. So we need to get Cynthia a new boo. So we need to know what is the best look that Cynthia would get Cynthia a new boo.
Not
if we
four.
Set her up on a date, what look should she go for? One, two, three, or four? What do you guys think?
Not number four. I'm feeling number two. And I'm feeling number one is like, I'm a virgin. I'm not going to sleep with you.
I think she should go with number one then.
Yeah, number two is I'm wild, I'm going to the club, and someone might need to tuck me in later.
Number two is how Stella got her groove back, so yeah. I'm feeling number two.
Number three is I'm on a date, and I'm ready to play, and I'm ready to mate. Ooh.
Ooh, yes. Okay, so number three, I think number three would get her a second date. Yeah.
Number four is I know you don't want to go on a date, but I'm here anyway at the restaurant, and you want to eat anyway.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm in between two or three, but yeah, I'm feeling three.
Tweet us the comments and the numbers, and we're moving on to the next one.
Okay, so it was Kenya's birthday, and she got to go to Egypt with her husband.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
He swept her away to Egypt, and she was really excited and happy about it. I think I would be, too.
Egyptian
love. A fine
love.
Man in Egypt? Yes.
Ooh, I want a pharaoh.
She's living her best life, yes. So, yeah, she celebrated her birthday in Egypt.
I like the sight of her pyramids. And we'll move on to the next one.
So,
oh my God, is this OLG?
I was on Facebook, y'all, and this showed up on my news feed. They said, guess how much this cost that old lady gang?
Y'all are so shady.
They were so shady. So how much do you think it cost, guys?
Okay, listen, so it's two pieces of chicken, some dried ass mac and cheese, and some collard greens that I don't even see that were baked with pork. They
$21.99.
Oh, go ahead.
Well,
I said 1795.
I would say 1895.
1795.
It was, you win on the Price is Right, so it's $17. Woo! Plus tax, I'm assuming. But yeah, so if Candy is selling this to people in black folks in Atlanta, she's going to be on Diddy status soon because that's only two pieces of chicken and a side.
Yeah,
a scoop is a scoop. It's
where's
a scoop.
My biscuit?
I tried to tell y'all.
Where is my
did
biscuit?
Did it look like this?
Yes.
They need better presentation skills.
That mac and cheese is looking sad.
It looks dry. Like it looks they put so it in a dry. Microwave for 30 seconds.
Those collard greens look like they weren't even cooked. It looks like they just kind of like washed them off and threw
so
them in.
So people
bowl,
are yeah. giving you, you know, the side eye candy. Get your presentation together.
That
okay?
was good.
Although I do want some fried chicken now. I'm not even.
Oh my god, that was really good. We have one last thing.
So Candy's not done with Escape just yet. She just announced, Essence Fest just announced she will be performing at Essence Festival Woo! In July.
I'll be there
with the group Escape. So
Ooh, what?
She
Drew's going.
Yeah.
Are you going?
Yes.
So she's going to, I guess, take a break from Broadway and go there. It's not until July, so maybe her show will be over by then.
I heard the tickets to the Broadway Chicago are not that good right now.
Oh, they went down. So they were, let's see, $149.99, and now they're $33.
Yeah, $33.
Yeah, so.
Well, guys, that was it for news and gossip. The next episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta is going to be really, really juicy. We get really in there. Mama Joyce is back, and she wants to sit down with Portia. I don't know if she's going to get it. I don't know if Portia's going to come out alive. But real quick, some predictions for the season. Real quick, go.
I mean, I don't know where Mark is.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
I have to wait for the music.
Okay.
We're very dramatic here at After Buzz.
Okay. I'm waiting for Mark. Where is he? Is he coming? I know he's coming, but... Next episode, please.
Maybe.
I thought he was coming this time.
Okay, I think Kenya is going to have to break down and adopt a baby because I don't know if she's going to get pregnant. So maybe she'll adopt a nice little baby from China. I don't know. But I think she's going to adopt something.
This isn't a prediction, but I'm very interested to see what this whole Kim situation is next week with the Kim. Will you go on a trip with some African American?
That was me. That was what
girls.
I was going to say. That's not fair.
I have so many questions. I want to know. I want to know what Portia knows about Will. Clearly, it doesn't really move Cynthia because she looks like on social media she's still with him. So
I want to know what Marla was drinking. Lord, she was looking drunk.
Well. Yeah, I don't know what she was drinking. Maybe some cranberry with vodka. You know, that's her drink.
That's her tea.
That's her drink. That was going to be my prediction, that Marlo's going to get a peach full time because she's just bringing the drama. Make sure to like and subscribe our After Buzz Reality YouTube page. And make sure to come back next Sunday at 9 p.m. for our after show. I am your host, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Check out the blog. I got some new, exciting stuff. And I can't do this without my girls.
My name's Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all social media at Erica D. Edwards. It's E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
It's your girl, Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Conversation Piece. That's on Instagram and Twitter. It's Miss Combo Piece. M-I-S-S Combo Piece. Holla.
See you next Sunday. Bye, After Buzzers.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.